今天我们接着讲以弗所书。
Now let's continue the book of the Ephesians.
那是讲到第九次了。
It's our ninth sermon on this book.
但是我们只讲了以弗所书的一半啊，把第三章刚刚讲到结尾的地方。
But we only covered half of this book. We only are at chapter three, the end of chapter three.
如果你错过了前面这一部分的话
，If you missed the earlier sessions.
希望从这儿开始哈，就不要再错过了。
I hope you won't miss anything from this point.
以弗所书是很有特点的一本书。
The book of Ephesians is a very special book.
围绕着建造基督的身体、教会这个主题展开的。
It is about build the body of Christ, which is the church.
特别是保罗在写这本书的时候，你能够感受到他那种强烈的。爱的那种的情感在里面。
Especially, you can when you read the book, you can feel when Paul wrote this, it has he fulfilled his very strong emotion in it.
他真的不只是用他的手在写这本书。
He did not only write the book with his hand.
他真的是把他的心写在里面。
He wrote it with his heart.
圣灵的这个感动催逼他，把他心里的好像一团火一定要表达出来。
The Holy Spirit moved him and urged him to express the fire of love in his heart.
怎么感受得到的呢
？How did he feel it?
就是说，他一边写一边在祷告。
When he read the book and he prayed at the same time.
第一章写完以后，他马上就求在神的面前，好像跪在神的面前，求神能够开人的眼睛。
After he finished chapter one, he kneeled down and prayed and really wished God to open people's eyes.
保罗真的是希望他的读者能够明白这里这么多的宝贝的这个属灵的真理。
Paul truly want the readers to really appreciate and understand the treasure in this book.
写完第二章也是，到第三章第一节的时候，他就说：“我为主为你们被囚的，做基督耶稣的被囚的，替你们祷告。”
After first chapter 1, chapter 2, at the beginning of chapter 3, he wrote, I pray for you.
但是大家看到中文的圣经那个替你们祷告底下是点点点，也就是说那个翻译的人把它补上去的。
But when we read the Chinese version, there's points there, so it's omitted, and the translator has actually added that part.
所以三章第一节的时候，保罗写到那里的时候，就想为以弗所教会的人祷告了。
Verse 1, chapter 3, when Paul wrote there, he actually wanted to pray for the church in Ephesus.
但是中间他突然想到，从第二节到第十三节有一些必须要讲给他们的话，在祷告之前让他们听到的话，所以中间插进来二节到第十三节第三章。
But before that, he realized there is something very important he need to tell the people. That's why he wrote verse 2 to 13 in chapter 3.
那今天呢，到了第十四节，三章十四节的时候，他又回到这个祷告的主题。他说：“因此，在这个父的面前屈膝，我要为你们祷告了。”
And today he come back to the topic of prayers. The chapter 3 verse 14, he said, he kneeled down and he said, "I'm going to pray for you in front of our heavenly Father."
今天呢，我们就从三个方面来看这一段的经文。保罗为什么这么迫切？为什么他不得一定要为以弗所的人来做这个祷告呢？
Today we are going to cover from this three point to cover why Paul is in such an urge to want to pray for the people and the church in Ephesus.
我们再看哈，他是用什么姿势在那里祷告？他祷告的那个方式是什么？哈，让我们体会保罗祷告当时的他那种心态是怎样。
And also let's take a look and feel how Paul prayed for the people.
然后我们要看看哈，他祷告的内容是什么？为什么这些东西这么重要？让他写写信，写信写到中间的时候，他必须停下来，跪在上帝的面前，要为这么重要的事情呢，切切的求天上的父呢
？And then let's take a look at the content of his prayers. Why it is so important that he has to pause in the middle of a letter and to pray to the heavenly Father?
所以，当我们体会保罗。为什么祷告？如何祷告？他祷告的内容的时候呢，让我们每一个人哈，当你听进去以后呢，你就会知道说，我们今天在祷告的时候应该怎样去做。
So when we listen and learn why and how and what did Paul pray for, maybe we can also relate it to ourselves and our life today.
所以我们先看第一点哈。
Let's take a look at
the first
point.
为什么祷告
？Why did Paul pray for the church in Ephesus？
第十四节说：“因此，我向父屈膝祷告。”
And verse 14 says, therefore I kneel down and pray to our Heavenly Father.
所以我们就不得不去看前面，为什么他要讲因此，因此前面有一个因为嘛，因为才有一个所以嘛。
There's a because, so there must be a reason, so we need to take a look at the previous verses.
那么当我们看前面两节，十二节、十三节的时候，我们就发觉哈，为什么他有这个因此，因为他的对象哈，就是以弗所教会的人呢，当时处在一种快要丧胆的状态当中了。
So when we take a look at verse 12 and 13, we realize that why he said that is because that the church at Ephesus was very afraid.
保罗这个他们所跟随的耶稣基督的大使徒都被关在监牢里了。
The followers of Jesus actually were all imprisoned at that time.
马上可能面对罗马政权的审判了。
They are facing the government judgment.
有可能被定死罪，被处死了。
They may be killed.
教会怎么办？
What's going to happen to the church?
以弗所人这些人，他们还要继续来跟随这位主吗？
Are the Ephesians going to keep following the Lord?
所以保罗在十二节、十三节的就是说，我因信耶稣，就在他面前放胆无惧。笃信不疑地来到神的面前，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆。
Therefore it says, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory.
这是原来本来是他们的荣耀，结果他们却把这件事情，因为这件事情发生而丧胆。
It was their glory, but because of this thing, they actually become very much afraid.
这个被关在监牢里，自己面临着要被处死的保罗，他不上胆。
Paul, who was actually put in prison, and he was facing death, but he was not afraid.
那些监牢之外的人啊，可能是面临逼迫了，但是他们面临的逼迫绝对没有达到保罗面临逼迫这种程度，但是他们竟然快要到丧胆的地步。
The people who were outside out of the prison, they were persecuted, but they were not in such a bad condition as Paul, and then they were in such fear.
这是为什么那个不丧胆的保罗要在这里为那个快要丧胆的那个以弗所教会的人要为他们祷告的第一个原因。
This is the first reason that Paul, who is not afraid, but he prayed for the people who are afraid, the Ephesians.
第二个原因，我们看到说，原来保罗他看到他好像有一个属灵的望远镜。
The second reason, Paul, it seems he has a telescope of a Holy Spirit.
他看得很远，看得很深。
He can see very much far and very deep.
神给他很多的启示，让他看到这个教会是何等的宝贵，原来教会就是地上的圣殿。
So God gave him all these sights that he can see how important the church is.
是属灵的圣殿。
It is a holy
temple. 是神借着圣灵住在里面的地方。
It's a temple that God through the church live in it.
是如此的荣耀。
It's such a glory.
今天天上执政掌权的那些的天使也好，邪恶的使者也好，他们怎么能够认识神的丰富的智慧？就是借着今天地上的教会啊。
How could people realize this? It's all through the church on earth.
这是保罗在启示当中看到教会的最理想的状态，应该是这样的。
This is the most ideal situation that Paul sees from his visions.
但是当他看到现实的情况呢，现实中的以弗所的教会是怎样？是一个软弱的，是一个立不起来的，是一个没办法承受神这样一个荣耀的使命的一个存在。
But when he take a look at the church in Ephesus, it is weak. It cannot take such a great commission of God.
这是为什么保罗要为以弗所教会祷告的原因。
This is also a reason why Paul need to pray for the churches in Ephesus.
本来以弗所教会应该像一个加满了油的一辆新车。
Well, the church of Ephesus should be like a car, new car with full tank of gas.
它可以从这个华盛顿一直是往上开，开到纽约，开到波士顿，甚至开到加拿大的。
It should be able to drive all the way from Washington D.C. to New York, Boston, even Canada.
结果这辆车，这个车主呢，只是开出去在小区围着小区转了一圈就回来了。
But this driver only drive the car in the community and circle around and come back home.
这个教会神已经把这个房角石立好了，根基已经立好了，建筑的材料都已经建好，本来一个能够建造一个荣耀的圣殿，结果他们这个工程却没有完成。
The cornerstone is laid there, all the materials were there ready to use, but they didn't build up the church.
这是为什么保罗要为他们祷告，让他们里面那种的潜力，神已经给他们的那个能力充分的怎么样发挥出来。
This is also why Paul needs to pray for them so the potential of the church and the people can be fulfilled.
第三个我们看到保罗真的是关心以弗所教会，他自己面临这么多的困难，但是他没有为自己的困难祷告，而是迫切的跪在神的面前，切切的为以弗所教会的属灵的状况来祷告。
The second reason is because of Paul, his love. Well, he's in such a bad condition, but regardless of himself, he still prayed for the people and church in Ephesus.
他没有因为教会的软弱，教会的丧胆而在那里埋怨发怨言，而是定睛在神的身上。我经历了神的恩典，神让我能够在软弱中能够变刚强，我也知道同样的这位神也能够让这些现在看起来软弱的人变得越来越刚强。
He did not focus his eyes on the weakness of the people in Ephesus. Instead of that, he felt like if I can take such a bad situation, I can rely on God, and then these people can do the same thing.
保罗为什么为以弗所教会祷告？
Why did Paul pray for churches in Ephesus?
一方面他看到神荣耀当中、启示当中、永恒当中那个荣耀的教会的样式。
One point of view is he sees the true church from the glory of God, what it looks like.
那个无所不能、无所不在，使耶稣基督从死里复活、升到高天的那个圣灵，今天就运行在这个教会当中，但教会的现实却没有办法跟这样的荣耀相比拟。
He sees that the Holy Spirit who can do everything is among the church, but the current situation of the church cannot compare.
保罗为什么要为教会祷告？因为他看到本来那个充足出足运行在教会当中的圣灵可以成就一切，甚至超过我们的所想所求，但是今天教会所做的太有限了，太不足了，与神的期待、神的心意差得太远了。
Why did he pray for the church? Because he knows and he sees that the Holy Spirit, who is capable of doing everything, is there. But the church, because of it's so weak, it's limited, it cannot measure up.
这么荣耀的真理，好像以弗所教会的人看也看不明白，听也听不清楚，他们的眼睛好像被蒙蔽了。这是为什么保罗要为他们切切的祷告的缘故。
Such a glorified truth, but the Ephesians, their eyes seems like blinded, that they cannot see it. Thus, Paul was very much in urgent, and he wanted to pray for the church in Ephesus.
以弗所教会的人，他们听了许多的真理，但这些人就好像是一个研究汽车的专家。
The Ephesians, they did listen to God's word, but they are like experts who's researching cars.
他们了解汽车的任何一个部位的这个功能。
They know the details and functions of every single part of the car.
每天读那个汽车的那个手册。
They read a manual every day.
但却不肯去开这辆车去行路。
But they refuse to drive the car on the road.
这是为什么？保罗要为以弗所教会切切的求神的缘故。
This is why Paul is praying for the church of Ephesians.
以弗所教会本来应该是在神国里面展翅飞翔的一只雄鹰。
The churches of Ephesus should be like an eagle who soars in God's kingdom.
但他们的现状却像一只小鸡儿一样，就是低着头看着地上那些虫子在那里吃虫。
But the reality is, they are like a little chicken that only eating worms on the ground.
以弗所教会的现状就好像神已经摆在他们面前一个丰盛的宴席，让他们去享用，只要愿意他们就可以领用，但他们却躲在那个房间的角落啃着那个冷馒头。
Well, the situation of the church of Ephesus is like a sumptuous banquet which was placed in front of the church, but the people there are actually in the corner of the room and just nibbling their cold bun.
这是保罗为什么要为他们祷告的缘故，就好像看到一个亿万富翁天天去跑到路上捡垃圾度日。
This is why Paul is praying for them. It's like he sees a billionaire, but this billionaire is making a living by picking up trash every day.
弟兄姐妹，你需要保罗为我们祷告吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you need Paul to pray for us?
当我们觉得自己软弱无力的时候。 当我们觉得我们想要达到的目标，却觉得自己好像被环境所困住的时候，我们正需要这样的祷告。
When we feel weak, when we feel we are stuck by whatever is happening around us, we do need this kind of prayers, don't we?
当我们有一个期待，对人也好，对教会也好，对你身边的配偶也好，但是对方却让你灰心，却让你失望，你就想发怨言，想找一个人说道说道的时候，这时候正是你需要祷告的时候。
When we are really discouraged and disappointed by our partner, our friends, our coworkers, people around us, when we want to complain, when we want to have someone to talk to, this is when we need to pray.
当你看到环境如此的黑暗，好像就像保罗一样被困在那个监牢当中，没有光，跟老鼠在那里跑来跑去，在那里乱窜的，在那一个环境当中的时候，你要像保罗这样。抬头仰望神的荣耀，来向神来祷告。
When the environment is putting on a lot of pressure on us, like we are, like Paul, who is stuck in a dark room and run around with a whole bunch of mice, that's when we do need to pray like Paul.
保罗是怎么为他们祷告的呢？
Now let's take a look at how did Paul pray for them.
首先我们注意啊，当他称呼天上的父的时候，他说天上地上的各家都是因他得名的。
Now let's pay attention when Paul calls on to God. He says, "The family from heaven and earth all got their name from him."
当环境、当周围的人让我们失望的时候，这时候正是要我们转向这位掌管一切的神，带着信心来到他的面前，来向他祷告。
When the environment, when people around us, the situation disappoints us, that's when we should turn back to Him. And with faith, we pray to Him.
他知道在神那里有丰盛的荣耀，一切的资源，天上地下所有的权柄都在他的手中，所以他是带着这样的确据把握，跪在神的面前来向他祷告。
He knows and he prays with assurance that God has abundant of glory, and thus he went in front of God and kneeled down to pray to Him.
借着圣灵所释放的那能力，远远超过人所能想象的。别人可能让你失望，环境可能让你失望，但是这位神却不会让你失望。
The power of the Holy Spirit is beyond human imagination. The people, the environment, things may disappoint us, but He will not disappoint us.
特别讲到他是屈膝在神的面前祷告。
Especially mentioned, he kneeled down and prayed.
屈膝的时候是代表他的谦卑和依靠。
Kneeling down and pray symbolizes his humility and dependence to God.
跪在神的面前祷告代表他的交托和完全的顺从。
Kneeling in front of God represents that his obedience and his earnest prayers.
通常以色列人的祷告的姿势大家知道啊，是站着举手向神祷告。
Well, the common way for the Israelites to pray to God is to stand up and raise up their hands to pray.
当主耶稣基督行五饼二鱼神迹的时候，他是拿着五饼二鱼站在神的面前，举手望天向神来祷告。
When Jesus act the five fish to bread, he took the fish and bread and look at the heaven and pray.
大卫可以坐在神的面前，躺在床上夜里的时候向神来祷告。
David can sit in front of God, and at night he talked to God and prayed to Him.
但当这个保罗说我是屈膝，是跪在神面前祷告的时候，就把他那种谦卑顺从，然后一种迫切的祷告的心态表达出来。
But when Paul kneeling down and pray, that actually expressed his earnest expression and feelings.
就好像但以理在那个。被掳之地啊，他知道那个神的荣耀，但是看到现实的时候，以色列人却被掳到别的国家，成了别人国家的奴隶。
It's like the reality that Daniel faced that when the Israelites were taken captive, and he actually have to pray because of God's glory.
但是但以理没有被现实的以色列人的光景所使他灰心失望，而是转脸跪下来。天天一天三次面向耶路撒冷向那个神去祷告。
But Daniel was actually not discouraged by whatever was happening at that moment. He three times a day he prayed kneeling down in front of God.
哪怕有这个君王的命令说不可以这样祷告哦，如果谁这样祷告就会被丢到狮子坑里，但是他也不放弃，因为他知道这位神是比那个君王还大的，掌管一切权柄的那位神。
Even though he know there is a law that published said whoever pray like this will be put in a deep pit with lions in it, he still prayed the same way.
当所罗门把那个荣耀的圣殿建起来，神的荣耀充满在当中的时候，看到很明显神的同在的时候，他就屈膝在神的面前，向那位掌管天地宇宙万物主宰的上帝来祷告。
When Solomon built up the temple and he realized his unworthiness and the God is so great and transcendence, so he started to pray to God.
在这样荣耀的圣殿的面前，上帝的荣耀彰显的面前，他觉得自己实在是不配，我的父亲不配，没有给上帝建圣殿，我也不配。虽然我今天亲手建起来了，但是我的匍匐敬拜，我的匍匐祷告，表示说我实在认识到自己的不配，神的荣耀是何等的伟大。
By standing in front of the glorified temple, he realized that he doesn't deserve his father, his grandfather. Nobody deserves such love from God. That's why he kneeled down and prayed.
写诗篇95篇的人，当他数算上帝创造宇宙万物、掌管这一切的时候，他就不得不呼喊人说：“让我们一起来屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下来。”
The person who wrote Psalms 95 realized how great and powerful the God who create everything. That's why he wrote, "Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us knee before."
当主耶稣基督马上就要上十字架的时候，当知道全人类的救赎就系在他一个人身上的时候，只有他能够成就上帝这个救赎的旨意的时候，他就在客西马园的时候跪在那里，完全的把自己交托给神，完全的信靠这位神，说：“愿你的旨意成就，不要照着我的意思去行。”
For Jesus, before he's about to get on the Christ, at the Gethsemane, he realized that all human beings' life is tied to himself, and that's why he kneeled down and prayed to the Lord.
当那个受难的斯提凡快要被人拿石头都打死的之前，他是跪在上帝的面前向神来祷告交托，哪怕我今天要被杀了，哪怕我今天要殉道了，我知道上帝依然在掌管，所以他跪下来向上帝来祷告。
And for Stephen, who's about to be killed by stones, and when he knew his moment is coming, he kneeled down and prayed to the Lord that even though this is my moment's coming, please, he's praying for the whole human being.
这就是保罗在罗马的监牢当中，面临自己可能被人砍头的这样的一个结局的时候，他为什么要切切地跪在这里，在神的面前来顺服、来交托、来全心的信靠？向上帝来祷告的原因。
This is the reason why Paul, when he was prisoned in the prisons in Rome, that he felt this urgency and has to pray for the whole human being in front of Lord.
好，我们来看看保罗到底是怎么祷告，祷告的内容是什么。
Now let's take a look at what did Paul pray for, the content of his prayers.
所以14节到19节，这整个是一句话，在原文当中。
From verse 14 to 19, it's one whole sentence.
那真正的祷告的内容是从16节开始的。
The prayer actually starts from verse 16.
如果这里是你自己的圣经，你有圣经的话，你可以去找一找，把那个教那个词画一下，你会找到三个教。
If you have a Bible, you please take a look and you will see.
翻译哈，讲出三个祷告的方向。
Okay, there are three directions of praying.
第一个是在16节说，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
The first one is in verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
第17节讲的说，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
And verse 17 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
然后第19节后面讲说，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
And verse 19 says, and to know this love that is surpassed knowledge.
所以这很清楚哈，在这祷告当中，它是分三个内容来讲的。
So here we are very clear, there are three aspects in his prayers.
第一个祷告是叫他们的心里的力量能够刚强起来。
The first one is to strengthen them with power through his spirit in their inner being.
注意哈，这个心里不是翻译成这个 heart。 而是翻译成 inner person, 啊，里面这个人。
Let's pay attention, this translation of inner being, inner man, is not translated as a heart.
里面这个人，保罗在讲说，我为你们祷告，啊，求神照着他丰盛的荣耀，借着圣灵，使你们里面这个人能够刚强起来。
So here Paul is actually praying, saying that, please let the inner person to be strong and strengthened.
我们里面有一个人，外面有这个身体。
There is an inner person inside of us, and outside of it is our body.
里面这个人 ,inner man, 是我们这个真实的自我。
The inner person, inner man, is the true self.
这个外面的人，你看到他长得有的时候，哇，这个 muscle, 这个块头很大哈，这是外面这个外体，这不是人真实的自我，真实的自我是在里面的。
The outside body could be sometimes musculous, but it's not the true ourselves. The true self is the inner one.
是靠着在耶稣基督里面重生的那个新的自我。
It is a self that's rebirthed through Jesus Christ.
是那个圣灵能够内住的里面的那个自我。
It is a self that Holy Spirit lives in.
我们外面这个身体会越来越衰残的。
The outside body will decay through time.
会生病的，会软弱的。
Will become weaker and get sick.
但不管你的身体外在的身体经历什么样的事情，你里面这个人呢，总会越长越大，越长越强。
But no matter what your outer body experience, the inner person can grow stronger and stronger.
这是保罗在为以弗所人的祷告。
This is what Paul prayed for.
专心在里面这个人的力量。
To focus on the inner person.
里面这个人的力量是可以靠着圣灵来不断的来加强的。
Through the Holy Spirit, the strength of the inner person can become stronger.
所以诗人在诗篇里讲说，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我的心里的力量啊，就是 inner person 啊，又是我的福分，直到永远。
So here in Psalm 73, it says, My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
啊，当我们生病的时候，我们可以祷告说，求神来医治我。
When we are sick, we can pray, Lord, may you cure me.
当我在环境当遇到难处的时候，我们可以求说，神，你把这个难处挪走。
When we face difficulties, we can pray saying, Lord, please remove this one from my life.
但更好的祷告，更接近神心意的祷告应该是这样的哈，让我们里面这个人的力量能够被加强。
But a better prayer, a one that's closer to God's heart, is to pray that, Lord, please strengthen my inner person's strength.
主啊，你来医治我生病的身体，但即使我的病没有得医治，让我们的里面的信心依然是强的。
Lord, please cure my sickness. But even though if my sickness cannot be cured, please strengthen my inner person.
主啊，我现在觉得很不舒服，这个人那个事给我很大的压力，给我很多的难处，让我心里很不舒服。求主，我们可以求说，挪去这个难处，挪去那个人。但是更好的祷告是说，求主帮助我里面有更刚强的能力，更多的爱心，更丰富的恩典，让我能够胜过外在的环境的难处。
We can say, Lord, I'm not comfortable, I feel very bad and sad, please remove it from my life. But a better prayer would be, Lord, please strengthen the inner myself, so I can have more strength, and I can face all the difficulties.
为什么我们可以在困难面前不丧胆呢？保罗说，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然朽坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Why we cannot be afraid? Because here, Paul says, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
保罗可以凭着信心宣告说，我晓得的，神使万事相互效力，包括那些难处，包括那些给我作对的那些人，能够使我怎么样，在万事当中都得到益处。
Paul proclaimed that I know that God used everything work together so the man would be benefited from it.
每天早晨起来的时候，弟兄姐妹，你要提醒你一件事情，把一个意念放在你的心中，也就是说，今天神要借着万事万物使你得益处。
Sisters and brothers, every morning when you wake up, please be reminded that God today is going to use everything and everybody to make you benefited.
不管今天我会遇到什么样的事情， 不管我今天会遇到什么样的人，我今天知道神在我身上在做一件事情，就是让我越来越像主耶稣基督的样式。
No matter who I meet, no matter what situation I meet today, I know one thing, that God want me to be more and more like Jesus Christ.
之前这个周末在我们当中很多的弟兄姐妹参加了唐从容牧师的布道会。
The week before this one, many sisters and brothers actually went to see Pastor Stephen Tang.
大家都看到哈，这83岁的神忠心的老仆人，他要上讲台的时候要用轮椅推上来，然后有两个同工搀扶着他慢慢地走到讲台上。
He is God's faithful servant who is 83 years old, and when he was about to get on the podium, actually two co-workers helped him walk over there.
他转身下讲台的时候，同工都很紧张，赶快两个同工过来来扶他。
And then two co-workers came to help him the moment they see his finish and get ready to get down the podium.
但是他一旦站在讲台上，你听他讲到啊，一个小时，一个半小时，两个小时不下讲台，大声的呼喊，呼喊人悔改来归向主耶稣基督。
But as long as he's facing a crowd and preaching, 1 hour, 2 hours doesn't matter. He will be very firm and his voice is loud and he proclaims and he tells people God's words.
呼喊这些众基督徒哈，归信耶稣基督的人刚强起来，把自己奉献给神，一生来服侍主。
He shout out to people to be strong and to sacrifice and to serve the Lord their life.
这是一个活生生的例子，就摆在我们的面前。什么叫里面的人刚强起来
？He is a life example and set right in front of us of what is a inner self being strong.
看看我们当中的老弟兄们、老姊妹们，他们推着轮椅，拄着拐杖。90岁95岁依然每个主日不落的来到上帝的面前，来亲近神，来敬拜神，把神当得的荣耀归给他。
Let's take a look at our brothers who are in their 90s, 94, 95. They come every Sunday with their cane and people helping them to get into this place, but they still worship the Lord with us.
这是神摆放在我们当中的好的榜样。什么叫里面的人一天心思一天？
This is a great example that God set in front of us of what is an inner self being renewed day by day.
当我们里边的人刚强起来，带来的结果是使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
Once our inner self is strengthened, the result comes to so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
哎，你说等等看，哎，不是一信耶稣基督，耶稣就进来了吗？保罗为什么还为已经信耶稣的人祷告说，因你们的信，耶稣住在你们心里呢？
Someone say, wait a minute. Well, you guys said, once we become believers, Jesus live in our hearts. Then why do we still ask God to live in our hearts?
没有错的啊，当我们一相信耶稣基督，开口认罪悔改的时候，耶稣就已经进到我们的心中了。
That's true. Once we open our mouths and repent, Jesus Christ actually started live in our hearts.
但耶稣是你的主吗？是你心中做主说的算的那一位吗？
But is Jesus Christ actually the Lord of your heart?
这是保罗在这里祷告的重点，说耶稣不仅是进到我们的心中，而且他进到我们心中的每一个房间，他在我这个房子里面真的是做这个房间的主宰，他能说的算，他能够发号施令，我们就能够听从的。
This is the important message that Paul wants to deliver to us, that Jesus not only lives in our heart, he is in charge of every single room in our heart, that we are fully obedient and following him.
就好像我到一家人去做客，去探访他的时候。
It's like when I visit someone's house.
他可能让我坐在这个 living room。
He may have me to sit in the living room.
他可以邀请我进入厨房，进入饭厅啊，在那里一起吃饭。
Or in the kitchen, in the dining room, and have dinner together.
但通常他大概不会带我去参观他的寝室。
But usually he would not take me to his bedroom.
他可能不会把家里的每一个 closet 那个储藏间都打开，把车库也给我看。
Most likely he's not going to open all the closet and his garage to show me the details.
因为我不是这家的主人，他是这家的主人。
Because I am not the master of the house, he is.
这是保罗在这里祷告。
This is Paul's prayers.
耶稣进到你的心中，他只是你的客人吗？
When Jesus enter your heart, is he just a guest of your heart?
是不是你心中还有一些的角落，一些的房间，没有完全向他敞开的呢？
Are there any areas, corners, rooms in your heart you're not fully open to Jesus yet?
甚至有些东西你想故意的 cover, 不让这个主看到知道的呢？
And even something you cover it intentionally that you do not want the Lord to see.
这是保罗这个祷告的重点。耶稣不仅要住在你的心中，而且一直住在你的心中，而且在你的心中做主掌王权，他是主，你要退位的。
This is what Paul wants to emphasize, that Jesus is not only the Lord, but he's always the Lord and in charge of everything in your heart.
不要担心耶稣看到你那个想故意隐藏的东西，其实你隐藏也没有用，上帝是无所不知的。
Don't worry that Jesus see the ones you want to hide away from him, because God knows everything. You cannot hide anything from him.
我们不需要自己欺骗自己，我们需要带着信心完全向神敞开，让神进来做主，他要做大清扫，他就做大清扫。他要把这个东西丢掉，我就甘心情愿把这个东西丢掉，让他来做主。
We shall not lie to ourselves or lie to Jesus. If Jesus wants to clean out the whole house, let him do it. Let him be the Lord.
这是为什么保罗先为他们心里要刚强来祷告，然后才能够让耶稣基督在他的心中做主掌完全的缘故。
This is why Paul needs to pray first to strengthen people's heart, and then to pray for Jesus to be the Lord of people's heart.
因为耶稣一旦进来做主的话，他做的第一件事情有可能就是清理房间。
Because once Jesus is in charge, the first thing he's going to do is to clean the house.
在我们里面有很多罪，很多不讨上帝喜悦的东西，上帝一旦做主的话，他首先要做的就是清理这些东西。
There are so many things in your heart, so many areas that do not please God. Once God lives in, the first thing he's going to do is to clean them out.
这是为什么神说，他所爱的他必管教。
This is why God says, whom he loves, he's going to discipline.
被神管教的时候，我们需要首先刚强起来，明白神的管教是出于他的爱，我们才有能力去面对这一切。
When being disciplined by God, we need to be strong, and we need to realize, because of love, God disciplines us.
而且神常常修剪我们的时候，我们要知道那个园丁修剪那个树的目的是让这个树能够多结果子，不是要伤害我们，是为我们的好处。
And when God disciplines us, it's like a gardener prunes the trees. We need to realize it is because the gardener wants the tree to bear more fruit. It's for our benefit.
我们要能够忍受神的修剪，忍受神的管教，我们里面的力量首先要刚强起来。
In order for us to be able to bear the discipline, bear the prune, the inner self need to be strong.
更难的是，常常神会差派我身边的人来管教，来修剪我。
What's even harder is sometimes God is going to use people around us to discipline us.
神是圣洁的，神是完全的，没有问题，神要管教我，我服在神的手下。但是那个同样不完全的人，同样有罪有这个犯错的人，竟然神差派他来管教我，那我需要有一个更坚强的爱，知道神是因为爱我的缘故。
God is holy, and I obey His discipline. But God sent people who's also the same thing, also as a sinner as I myself. That I need to strengthen my heart in order to accept His discipline.
弟兄姐妹，当周围有弟兄姐妹凭着爱心来对你讲诚实话，来指出你的不对，说你这句话说的不妥当，说你这件事情做的不恰当的时候，我们通常第一反应是什么？
Sisters and brothers, when you have people around you to point out something you didn't do very much properly, what is your first reaction?
我们第一反应通常是不服气。
The first reaction is I don't think so.
我会自己找理由。
We'll find a different kind of reasons to argue.
我会推卸责任。
We'll give responsibilities to other people.
我会把这个错误转嫁给别人。
Even say it's not my fault, it's that person's fault.
甚至我们会跟指正我们的人去反抗，说你也不怎么样。
Even worse, we sometimes would argue with a person who's trying to help us, saying you're no better than me.
你在这件事情、这件事、这件事做的也不怎么样。
We will give out details like on this and that thing. You didn't really do very well as well.
甚至我们可以引用圣经说，圣经讲了不可论断别人。
And even worse, we use God's words.
用经文成为我们的保护伞来隐藏，来遮蔽我们已经被显明被指正的错误。
We use the Bible verse as a umbrella to shield us and to even worse things.
所以我们要先刚强起来，我们要知道神的爱是不改变的，哪怕这次的修剪，这次的管教让我很不舒服，那个人我很不服气他，但是我知道这一切神让它发生都是为我的好处。
That is why the inner self need to be strong first. Therefore, we can understand it is all for my benefit that God sent this person to help me.
有这样坚强的信心的时候，我就才不会躲闪。
With this kind of strong faith, then we will not hide away.
勇敢的去面对，而不是说一出问题我就换教会。
And then we can face problems with encouragement instead of whenever things happen, people just say,、oh, let's change our church.
我不喜欢听他这样讲，我就跟他断交。
Oh, I don't like the way he talks to me, then I'm not going to communicate with him anymore.
这样的话就错过了许许多多我们能够在主的爱当中生命成长的机会哦。
If so, then we will miss a lot of opportunities that among God's love and brothers and sisters' love that we can grow.
我们要心里的力量靠着圣灵的工作来刚强起来，让基督坐在里面，让他就在清理我们的生命。
Let us have the Lord sit in our heart, sit in the center of our heart, and do his work to cleanse us.
我们要刚强起来，当我们去帮助弟兄姐妹的时候，我们也需要那种刚强的爱，那种 tough, 那种坚韧的爱。去做这样的事情。
Let's strengthen ourselves, and when it's our turn to help other sisters and brothers, we also need to be strong.
当你看到你的弟兄、你的姊妹需要被指正的时候，他的反面就是事不关己高高挂起，装作看不见，那不是爱啊。
When you see sisters and brothers did something wrong, I need to be pointed out, but the attitude is that if it doesn't matter to me, I don't really want to get
involved. 爱的反面就是不敢直接去面对指证罪恶，而是任其自生自灭，自然的去发展。
The opposite of love is to let it be naturally.
我曾经知道的一个教会，在里面有三个都很爱主的长老。几十年从教会一开始就在一起服侍，但他们之间的关系真的是，你要知道的话你就知道是真的是貌合神离。
I used to know a church and there are three elders in the church. They co-worked together for so many years. But if you really know them, they do not really get along.
表面上看起来你好我好大家也都在服侍主，但是心里面对对方对彼此意见多多却不肯去讲。
On the surface, everything looks fine, but deeper in their heart, they have a lot of resentment about each other, but they do not communicate to each other.
不能够彼此的沟通，彼此的认罪，彼此谦卑，彼此的饶恕和好。
They do not confess, they do not communicate, they do not get along with each other.
不肯付代价，花时间去建造彼此之间，因为这种的矛盾冲突而带来的那个机会，让他们能够更深入的彼此相爱的那一种美好的关系。
They recline each other without building a loving relationship with each other in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，凭着爱心彼此指正这一步，在教会的生活当中是不能跳过去的一步。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot omit this step, that which is to point out each other's mistakes with love.
除非你愿意说你弟兄姐妹之间的关系就是停留在表面，你好我好大家早招呼然后拜拜就可以了。
Unless you only want a relationship which is very shallow, just like say greetings in the morning and go to different ways and do different things after church.
如果我们真的想经历神的那种爱是如何的长阔高深，那种的深入的爱，那种丰富的爱的话，这一步彼此的提醒，彼此的爱心的指正，彼此在被指正之后能够谦卑的领受，然后一起在爱中成长，克服这个难处的话，这是一条必经之路。
If we truly want to have this deep relationship in Lord's love, we have to go through this, point out each other's mistakes and openly and communicate openly, and this is the only way.
愿神恩待我们的教会。
May God have mercy on our church.
愿神恩待我们的同工。
May God have mercy on our co-workers.
愿神恩待我们全教会的弟兄姐妹，让我们真的是靠着主圣灵的工作，照着他丰盛的荣耀，让我们里面的力量能够刚强，刚强，刚强到一个地步，我们可以一起经历神的爱是何等的深不可测。
May God have mercy on all the brothers and sisters, so we all our inner selves can be strengthened through Him, so and then we can really experience the abundant love of Jesus Christ.
这是保罗第一个祷告的内容。
This is the content of the first prayer of Paul.
那他第二个祷告内容叫叫你们的爱心有根有基。
The second prayer is to be rooted and established in love.
什么是有根的爱？什么是有基的爱呢
？What is a rooted love? What is a grounded love?
根是指植物的比喻哈，这个大树要生长，那个根一定要扎得深，这个爱才能够牢固。
The root is actually a metaphor of plants. If a tree want to grow tall and strong, the roots must be strong and deep underground.
那个有机的爱是用那个造房子的比喻哈，那个根基要稳固，这个房子才能够牢固。
The grounded is a metaphor of the architecture. If a building want to be strong, then the foundation must be very deep and strong.
一场大风吹过啊，如果很大的大风哈，我们会看到路边就会有一些树倒下来，那个根就露出来。
After storm, we sometimes see a tree would be fall on the road, and then we see its root coming out of the ground.
那同样经过一场大风，那有些树呢就依然站立得稳。
But the same storm, other trees will be still standing strong beside this one.
地震、洪水经过以后，啊，有些房屋就倒塌了。
After an earthquake or a hurricane, some houses will fall.
但同样经过这个地震和洪水之后，有些房子呢依然立得稳。
But other houses remain still.
所以有根有基的爱就是说，这个因为是在耶稣基督里面的这个爱，让他这个爱是不会被摇动的，不会被摧毁的一种的爱。
So the love that's rooted and established is a love that's based in Jesus Christ. Because of this, it cannot be moved.
有根，树就会不断的成长。
With roots, the trees can grow and grow.
根基打好了，那个房子就可以在上面一砖一瓦的不断的在上面建造。
Once established, people can start building a house rock by rock.
所以保罗在这里祷告，让我们的爱啊，不是世界上那种爱，那种感觉当中的爱，而是在又有意志，又有感觉，又有理性，全人的那种经历的耶稣基督那种完全的爱，让我们的爱是在这里面被扎根的。
So Paul's love here is not just a righteous love, it is with people's righteous, with people's heart, and with roots.
当我们的爱能够有这样的有根有基的时候，就带了一个结果，带了什么样的结果？能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Once we love each other like this, then we can together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
当我们的根是扎在基督的爱里面的时候，这个爱在里面不断的成长，不光是理性的知道，还有感性的经历，各方面都是全面的，你能够知道神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
Once we have love rooted in Jesus, and then we can know the long and high and deep and love of Christ.
大家记得啊，他这里面特别强调哈，带来的结果是和众圣徒一同明白，它不是一个人个人的经历。你要想认识神这么丰富的爱，不可能只是一个人个人的经历的。
Please pay attention here. It's not a personal experience. It is with all the sisters and brothers.
在这件事情上，我们必须跟弟兄姐妹在一起，跟历世历代的众圣徒在一起。我们在一起的时候，你的明白加上我的明白，他的见证加上你的见证，这样才能够完全的能够体会明白经历上帝的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So we gather and share our experience together with previous sisters and brothers, and or we read stories and other people's experiences.And to be a collective experience.
他讲到爱的四种的纬度啊，第一个是长。
And here he mentioned four dimensions of love. The first one is long.
上帝的爱有多长？
How long is God's love?
它从什么时候开始的？到什么时候结束？
When did it start and when will it end?
是从我信主的时候神才爱我吗？
Did it start when I started to believe in God?
是在我出生的时候神就爱了我吗？
Or did God start loving me when I was born?
还是早在2000年前耶稣钉十字架的时候他就已经爱了我呢？
Or maybe 2000 years ago when Jesus Christ was nailed on the cross, then he started to love me?
还是照保罗所讲的，在创世之初就在基督耶稣里拣选了我们，你我就定义从永远的过去他就定义要爱你我了呢？
Or as Paul mentioned, from the beginning of everything, from the creation of everything, you and I were selected, and he's determined to love us forever.
这是往过去看，我们再往前看，神的爱有多长？是到明天吗？
This is looking backwards. Now let's look forward. Where is God's love going to be end? Is it going to be tomorrow?
是到明年吗？
Or next year?
是到我死亡那一刻吗？神的爱就终止了吗？
Oh, the moment I die.
还是神的爱一直持续持续穿透死亡直到永远呢？
Or maybe God's love is going to be forever, even penetrate death to you eternity?
神的爱何等的长，从过去的永恒到将来的永恒，神的爱都不止息地爱着我们。
God's love is never endless and is everlasting.
这就是耶利米先知所讲的，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
This is what Jeremiah said. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.
上帝的爱有多宽多阔呢？
And how wide is God's love?
这是讲到神的爱的包容度，到底 哪些人是包括在这个爱的当中呢？
This point we're talking about the inclusive of God's love. Who is included in God's love?
是不是有些人被包括在神的爱当中，有些人是被排除在神的爱之外的呢？
Are some people included, but others not included?
要让我们知道说，神的爱宽阔到这一个地步，没有任何人可以逃脱神的爱的宽度。
Here we need to know that God's love is so wide that nobody escapes His love.
约拿先知不能够理解，这么坏的人，尼尼微人与神的子民为敌的，神竟然会爱他们吗？也让我去传福音给他们吗？
The prophet Jonah would not understand that such bad people like the Ninevites, how could you let me to deliver your message to them?
所以整个约拿书就是在求问这样一个问题，神的爱的宽到底宽到什么程度？难道这样恶劣的人，这样残暴的人，这样与神为敌，过去与神为敌的人，神也会爱他们吗？
So therefore, the whole book of Jonah is talking about how wide love is, God's love is. People as bad and cruel as living the ones living in Nineveh, do you even love these people?
所以到了这个约拿书最后一句的时候这好像是一个千古的一个问题，不仅是问约拿先知的问题，也是问每一个读到约拿先知书的人的问题。我岂能不爱惜呢？这里的人都是我所创造的啊，这里面的小孩子左手右手不分的有120,000人，连里面的牲畜，难道我不爱他们吗？
So here at the end of Jonah, Actually, it's a question from heaven. And shall I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?
上帝的爱有多高呢？
How high is God's love?
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he moved our transgressions from us.
神的爱的高是讲到他的超越性，你在地上就找不到这类的爱，只有在耶稣基督的里面，我们才能够理解神的爱是从高天之上荣耀的宝座上道成肉身降到地上向我们显明的。
The height of God's love is actually talking about the transcendent of his love. It's about heavens. It's not found in this world. Only Jesus, born into flesh, can deliver this kind of love.
上帝的爱有多深呢？
And how deep is God's love?
深，我们用深深的爱，爱你至深，啊，这种的形容是讲了那个爱的那个丰富的内涵。
We use love you deeply to measure how deep people love.
我们以为已经探到底了。
We think we already got to the bottom.
但是原来这不是最低的地方，还有更深的地方。
But it's not the deepest. There are deeper part.
用这种深刻的爱、深入的爱、深深的爱，是描述神的那种不能测透的那种的丰富。
This actually described the unsearchable abundance of love from God.
他一个人落到那个阴间的门口了，到那个大山的那个最低的地方的时候，上帝的爱都没有离弃他，依然可以把他捞上来。
When someone is at the front door of hell, he's reached the bottom of a mountain. God's love did not leave him, still lift him from there.
约瑟被他的兄弟遗忘、出卖。被他的这个主人陷害，落到那个监牢的这个黑暗的地方，然后本来露出一线的希望，有可能有人会救他，结果这个人也把他忘记了。到了那样一个黑暗的角落的时候，神依然没有忘记他。
Joseph was betrayed by his brothers and betrayed by his friend, and he was put in jail. And even at that point, he thought he lost every hope, but God did not forget about him, and he got him out of there.
这是保罗自己亲身的经历，他好像被关在罗马的监牢当中，他作为使徒竟然能够到了这样一个低的一个黑暗的地方，但他知道上帝的爱是如此的深，是当时他可能测不透的啊。可以借着这件事情依然让保罗在其中得益处。
Well, Paul was put in prison in Rome as an apostle of Jesus Christ. He actually fell down so deep, but this actually make him realize how deep God's love is.
保罗再加上一句哈，我们一起明白神的爱何等的长阔高深，而且知道什么？神的爱是不可测度的。
Paul also mentioned that we know God's love is long, wide, high, and deep, but it's also immeasurable.
你能测出神的爱多长吗？
Can you measure how long is God's love?
我们世上没有任何一种计时器，一种最古老的钟表，你能够测出神的爱有多么的古老，多么的长。
We don't even have an oldest clock that can measure how long is God's love.
你想知道神的爱有多宽多阔吗？
Do you want to know how wide is God's love?
世上没有任何一种的尺子可以量出神的爱的那种的宽度。
There's no ruler can measure how wide God's love is.
我们不知道神的爱有多高，因为人类能够发明的最最先进的火箭也没办法达到那个高度。
We don't know how high God's love is because it's impossible for human to build a rocket that can reach and fly that high.
我们不可能知道神的爱到底有多深，即使我们发明最先进的潜艇，也没有办法测到那个神的爱的那个最低的地方。
We also do not know how deep God's love is because we cannot, even the most advanced submarines cannot go that deep.
最近我们读到利未记的时候，来体会那个献祭的过程。
Now we are reading a Bible.We are actually revisiting the people when they burn sacrifice.
当我们读到那些献祭的经文的时候，我们再看这种图片，我们就觉得这个画的太 nice 了，画的太洁净了，太好看了。
After reading the scriptures and then take a look at this picture, we realize this picture is too clean, too neat.
大家知道那个献祭的那个牲畜拿到神的面前怎么处理吗？
Do you know when the animal who is going to be sacrificed being put taken in front of God, how it will be handled?
不仅要杀死它，而且要把它的皮都扒下来。
It not only will be killed, but the skin is going to be teared off the body.
不仅把这个皮扒下来，它的肉要切成一块一块要切开。
Not only being skinned, The meat will need to be cut into pieces.
然后呢，放在火上把它烧烧，把它烧成灰。
And then to burn it on fire and burn to ashes.
那个献祭的鸟啊，那个头要把它揪下来。
And the head of the bird need to be removed.
要把它身体拉着两个翅膀把它撕开，撕开又不撕裂又不撕断。
And then people take both hands on the bird's wings and tear, but not torn, totally torn it.
为什么这么残忍？
Why need to be so cruel?
而且不是一天两天的献祭，从摩西立起会幕到主前主后七十年圣殿被毁这一段献祭的时间有1400年的时间呢，将近1400年的时间。
And it's not only one day or two days. It started from Moses set up the tabernacle until 700 years after, which is total about 1400 years.
中间只有70年，第一个圣殿被毁之后，第二个圣殿重建之前，他们没办法献祭。但是算起来有1400年的时间。
Only 70 years in between when the first temple was destroyed and before the second one was established.
每一天祭司就把这些祭物拿来杀了剥皮切成块放在火上烧，那个鸟要撕裂，看着都很惨。
Every day, the priest would do the same thing. They bring the animal and kill it, skin it, cut it, burn it, tear, but not totally torn the bird.
为什么？
It's very crucial. And,
为什么要用这种的方式去献祭？
Why do we need to do it this way?
那些祭司天天做，他大概也麻木了，也不去问了，他就这样去做了。但是周围的人，尤其那些小孩子，如果第一次看到这样的献祭，他会不会问他的父亲说，爸爸，为什么？为什么要这样去献祭啊？
For the priest, while they do it every day, they may get numb by the end. But when the people, or especially the children, when for the first time they see this kind of event, they might ask their parents, why does it need to be this bloody?
可能得到的标准答案就是说，犯罪就要付代价。
Maybe the standard answer they received is, well, it is the payment for sin.
是的，我们人犯了罪，总归要有另外一个来替代，来付上代价嘛。
Yes, when human sinned, a sacrifice is a price of sin.
是要付上代价，但为什么要用这种眼睛可以见的这种残忍的方式去付上这个代价呢？
Yes, a crime pays, but why does it need to be so cruel to the eyes?
我想旧约当中很多这种很有经验的祭司，他也不知道，他就说神这样吩咐的，我们就这样做咯。
I believe many of the experienced priests in Old Testament do not, they would say, well, that is what God ordered, so I just follow his order.
直到有一天，当这些祭司亲眼看到那些百姓，献祭的百姓来到哥哥他的时候。
Until one day, the people, with their own eyes, they see, at Golgotha.
当他们亲眼看到耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候。
When they see with their eyes that Jesus was nailed on the cross.
当他们又明白说原来耶稣基督是一个无辜的羔羊，是上帝的儿子。
When they realize Jesus Christ is the innocent lamb, he's the son of God.
他们才真正的恍然大悟说为什么过去一千多年的时间我们要反复的重复这件事情。
They suddenly realized why in the past 1,000 years they will have to repeat doing this kind of sacrifice.
当人看到这样一个从来没有犯罪在人面前在神面前没有做任何错事的耶稣基督却头戴冠冕赤身露体被三根钉子钉在十字架上慢慢的被折磨致死的时候他才明白为什么要这样的残忍。
When men see Jesus Christ who has never sinned, but will have to be naked and wearing a crown of thorns, with three nails nailed into his body and being nailed on the cross, they would understand why.
这种残忍的献祭的方式，这种残忍的耶稣基督被钉在十字架上致死的方式，是在表达上帝爱我们到底爱了多么的深呢？
This cruel way of sacrifice, this cruel way of Jesus Christ being nailed on the cross is an expression of how deep and wide God's love to us.
如此深重，如此众多的人，世上所有人所犯的罪，当他集中在一个人的身上的时候，耶稣基督身上的时候，就必须有这样一个过程。
When all the sins from a human being on the earth concentrated heavily on one person, it must be like this.
让我们看到，不仅是看到，不仅是头脑上的明白，而且让我们心里真正的能够体会到那个罪恶的沉重。
We do not only see it with our eyes, but we feel it in our heart how heavy all the sins are.
也只有让我们能够体会到人罪恶的那种的残忍带来的那个结果的沉重，我们才能够更深的去理解耶稣的爱 是何等的深厚的一种爱。
And only when we realize how cruel all the sins and how heavy bearing all the sins for Jesus that we can understand how deep and wide God's love to us is.
耶稣钉十字架就是要帮助我们明白基督的爱，神的爱是过于人所能测度的。
Jesus Christ being nailed on the cross is actually for us to understand that the love from the Lord is above and beyond what human being can measure.
接着保罗就发出第三个祷告，叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
And then here is Paul's third prayer, which is, be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
只有当我们明白基督的爱，只有当我们的爱是扎根在基督这种深厚的爱的里面，让这个爱不断的成长，不断的成长，才能够让神充满在我们的里面。
Only when we understand God's love, and only when we let God's love rooted in our heart and keep growing and growing, we can be loved.
这是一个非常连贯逐层晋升的一个祷告。
And this is a continuous but deeper and deeper prayer.
保罗匍匐在上帝的面前，先求圣灵在我们心中做工，让我们的里面这个人能够刚强起来。
Paul kneeled in front of the Lord and prayed first, may the Holy Spirit work in our heart so our inner person can be strong.
让基督借着我们的信能够住在里面。
So through our faith, Jesus Christ can live in our heart.
他住在我们的里面，我们的爱就有根有基了。
Once he lives in us, in our heart, then our love have established root.
就能够不断借着我们的成长，不断借着我们的经历，和众圣徒一起明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And through our growth and experience, we could understand with all the disciples that how deep and wide Lord love is.
当基督的爱充满在我们的里面的时候，神的生命就充满在我们的当中，充满在我们的教会的里面。
When Jesus' love fulfilled in us, then God's love will be fulfilled in our church and among us.
这就是教会的使命。
This is a great mission of our church.
从第一章就讲，教会是什么？是基督的身体，是充满万有者所充满的。
From chapter 1, and he started talking about what is a body of Jesus. It is the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
这是在神心目当中教会的最理想的状态。
This is the most ideal situation of a Lord, of a church.
当保罗看到现实中的教会没有达到这个标准的时候，他没有软弱，没有埋怨，他是在神的面前切切的祷告，让这幅图画能够成就，所以他就落到这里哈，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
When Paul sees that the church actually did not meet this standard, he didn't get depressed, he didn't stop his work. Instead, he prayed and he said that so you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
这就是保罗从第14节开始到19节这一句话中祷告的内容。
This is the content of Paul's prayers from verse 14 to verse 19.
围绕着基督的爱。
It is a center of Jesus' love.
我们刚强起来是让我们能够明白神的爱。
When we strengthen, we would understand the love of the Lord.
基督住在我们的心中，让我们明白十字架上那个测不透的爱。
When Jesus lives in our heart, we realize that the cross is an unmeasurable love.
当神的爱充满在我们的里面，充满在我们的教会当中的时候，神的能力，神的荣耀就充满在我们的当中。
When God's love is fulfilled and among us, then His glory will be among us too.
所以他的祷告让我们明白基督的爱。
So His prayers would let us to comprehend Christ's love.
让我们成为荣耀的圣殿。
And let us to become the Lord's temple.
让我们能够经历到神，然后能够靠着神的能力去承担神今天在教会上要在地上要彰显的那个使命和荣耀。
So we can experience the Lord and undertake the great commission from the Lord.
给大家一个挑战。
Here's a challenge for us all.
接下来这个星期当中，在我讲下一篇道讲神如何回应我们祷告之前，我们做一件事情。
Let's do one thing this following week before my next sermon, which is how God is going to react to our prayers.
做一次跪下来的祷告。
Let's all practice kneeling down, praying.
跪在神的面前，就照着保罗的这个祷告去祷告。
Let's kneel down in front of our Lord and pray in the way Paul prays.
你可以跪下来为你自己祷告。
You can kneel down and pray for yourself.
你说天上的父啊，天上地上各家都是因你得名的。
You can say our heavenly Father, all the families from heaven and earth get their names from you.
求你按照你荣耀丰盛的荣耀，借着你的灵，叫我心里的力量刚强起来。
Please, through your abundant glory, strengthen the inner self in my heart.
使基督的爱借着我的信住在我的心里。
So Jesus, the love of Jesus can live in my heart through my belief.
叫我的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So my love have roots and established, and with all the sisters and brothers, I could understand how deep and wide Lord love is.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，叫神一切所充满的充满我。
And then I can understand this love is above and beyond people can measure, and please have this kind of love fulfill me.
你可以跪下来用这个祷告为别人代求啊，就把他的名字放进去。
You can also kneel down and pray using these words, but put the person's name for others and put this person's name in it.
你可以用这个祷告来为教会来代求，把这里面的你们都替换成我们。
And you can use these prayers to pray for the church and replace the word you and with us.
大家愿意这样做吗？
Are you willing to do so?
感谢主。我们唱一首回应的诗歌，让神
response song，
借着我们的信心能够充满我们。
May Lord can fill us with our faith.